Good morning, grown folks. This is your hostess with the mostest, Donna Smith, bringing you some hot topic of discussion in a grown folk way this morning. How are you? The day is beautiful. We finally got a little sprinkle of some rain, and you smell it in the air, and wow, made me oversleep today, but that's a whole nother topic. So anyway, I wanted to reach out and touch. I was having a conversation with a girlfriend in regards to STDs. For those of you who don't know what that is, sexually transmitted diseases. And we were having a little, you know, back and forth about the different diseases that's out there now, and being safe and cautious, and also there's some who, when they first start dating or seeing each other or even have interest, suggest that they both go and get tested for HIV and things of that nature, just so they can start a clean slate with their new direction in relationship, and you know, before they start having sex. And mind you, having that type of test, you should also retest in 6 months, because you know, sometimes if you are affected with something, it may not show up that first time, but it could show up the second time. So that conversation led us to the fact of, you know, if you are married in a relationship, seriously, or let's go even deeper, like I said before, married. If you're married to someone and all of a sudden they find out that they're HIV positive. Now, you know, I know factors play a role in this. It could be a new marriage. Perhaps they could have contracted that prior to you, or perhaps they stepped out on you, or perhaps it's something you had and you gave them. So anyway, they find out that they're HIV positive. And, you know, it shakes your rattle, your cage, and your relationship and your marriage. So therefore, you go and you get tested, and you're okay. There's nothing wrong with you as far as this test is concerned. How do you stay bonded or in a marriage with someone who has just found out that they are HIV positive and you're not? Because I know the mind will play tricks on you. You will start accusing them of cheating and doing all this craziness, and perhaps they didn't. Perhaps they didn't do that. But it's hard to not let that poison corrupt your mind in that case. And then, on another note, do you stop having sex with your husband or your wife at that time when you find out? Or do you just find a safe way to have sex, perhaps condoms and whatever else? Now, the flip side of that is sometimes condoms break. They bust. Sometimes they come off. A lot of times that's how people contract HIV and things of that nature, because of a prophylactic that has broken or busted. And wow, now you're wide open. So us having that conversation just brought up some interesting questions and stimulating thoughts, because, you know, nobody's exempt, and you know, you could very well be in a situation like that and not really know what to do. And then we twisted it a little bit and said, well, what if one partner found out they were HIV positive and you were too? Would you leave or would you stay? You know, the person I was talking to say, well, hell, why leave and go out and have to tell everybody that I'm, you know, that I get with, that I have this disease, and partner that I'm with, we both messed up, so shit, let's just roll this boat together. And then we had another scenario we talked about. If you're with someone who knows that they are HIV positive and chooses to use a condom with you each time you have sex, perhaps this relationship has been going on for 6 months, a year, and they want to use condoms all the time. They say this is just their way to protect themselves and you, and perhaps later they may change up, but right now this is how it is. But all in all, this person knows they're HIV positive and they don't want to tell you because they don't want to lose you. Are they wrong? Our conversation brought out the fact that legally they can be sued and charges can be brought upon a person who knows and does not disclose the truth when they are having sex with you or even close to having sex with you. So how much should a person tell? When is it good to tell? What do you do if you're with a mate who has contracted HIV and you don't have it? And what do you do if you both have it? You don't know who gave it to who, but you could have both just came together with it. You know, it's just a whole bunch of what ifs, how comes, when, why, what. But think about all this. Let's talk about it. You know, let's bounce this off. This is real life. It's happening all around us. It is real. So even if you're not in a situation like this, you may know someone who is or could be. So let's bounce off some thoughts. On that note, this is your hostess with the mostest, Donna Smith. I can be reached at DGRIER12000@yahoo.com. Also join me on Facebook every day where we have stimulating topics of discussion about everything grown folks think about, do, want to do, or could do. On that note, be grown or be gone. Have a great day.